Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 733 down one. July, 741 and a quarter down a half. Soft May wheat, 664 and three quarters down three and a half. July, 671 and a quarter down four and a quarter. May corn, 491 and three quarters up three and a quarter. July, 497 and a quarter up three and a half. December, 492 and a quarter up two and a quarter. May soybeans, 1489 and a half down 9 and a quarter. July, 1478 and 3 quarters down 8 and a half. November, 1215 and a half down 8 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 482.30 down 3.40. May soybean oil, 42.87 down 13. April live cattle, 144.12 and a half up 67 and a half. May feeder cattle, 179.10 up a dollar. May lean hogs, 120.07 and a half, and they are down 72 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Started out to be a turnaround Tuesday in all three commodities, wheat, corn, and soybeans. But since the opening bell, resume of the session, wheat and soybeans have moved into negative territory. What's going on?
Well, you know, that's a hard problem to decide on here because there's no actual new headlines that have popped out in the meantime. You know, we do see that, you know, we're seeing some corn being planted here. Not many beans going in the ground yet at all because it is pretty cold soil temperatures. But we are seeing the weather forecasts get a little closer in their two models, and it does look like we'll have some colder temperatures next week across the Midwest and also a little more rain than what we were expecting. That basically, you know, can be delaying planting, which could add for more bean acres. The other big thing that we're looking at today, Dave, of course, is all of the cancellations, the letters of credit not being opened by some of the Chinese processors, not allowing that, and the word that at least a couple loads of bean meal are probably coming in to the East Coast here that were probably booked last night or today. So I think that that just is sort of weighing a little bit heavy on us today.
So is this decline that we're seeing in old crop soybeans at this particular point, is it a correction, and meaning that the top is not in, or are you willing to say the top is in on old crop soybeans at this point?
You know, I think it's a wait-and-see attitude here. There's a lot of technical considerations that tell us the top could possibly be in, and there's a lot to say it probably isn't, and this is a setback, correction, and we rebuild steam and take a look at things, how they're going. But, you know, for right now, it's feeling heavy. We've got option expiration on Friday. There seems to be a lot of $15 calls and puts both out there. They're pretty equally offset. So, I mean, it's a little bit as to see what's going on and positioning into that point. But we do know that there is a lot of skepticism about the ability of beans to move into the Midwest and on up into northern areas because of the rail situation and shortage of cars in Dakotas, Minnesota, and Canada that way. So they feel like maybe some of this has been alleviated today, or I don't know whether there's still the Barclay thing where they're in liquidating their funds at this point in time, whether that's happening today or not, Dave.
Reading between the lines of everything you said, might we surmise that old crop soybeans are moving into a trading of fair range, and you can pick the range, but if you look at the chart, maybe $11.94 to $12.30 and change.
I think that that's probably it. I think, you know, the goal was 1250 on the November beans. We got into the 40s. We didn't quite get to the 50 mark. You know, a lot of us, you know, and I know that some of the technical guys were projecting 1275. And so we probably weren't as aggressive as we should have been in that 1240 bracket.
Let's turn our attention to corn. What are you seeing there today?
Well, of course, the planting progress was a lot less than everybody was expecting. You know, so that, of course, was a little bit positive towards the market in one thing. The colder temperatures for next week maybe keeping some people to hold back on their planting a few more days and pushing that back is also positive. And, of course, as we look at China, they keep rejecting corn, but we looked at what they took in, their DDG consumption over the last month, great. You know, the highest it's been in any 1 month. So we are moving the product that way, and the ethanol plant's continuing to crush at full pace here, and the exports continuing to stay fairly well. So we've got a fairly well-supported corn market right at this point in time.
Yeah, and 240,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico. All these fundamentals, though, are not moving the needle very much.
Well, you know, we're also looking at an adequate supply and carryout. The 1.33 is not burdensome, but it is adequate. We've got plenty of corn, and as we look at the corn price staying up here, we think that there's not going to be quite as many acres pulled out of corn switching to beans in some areas. In fact, there was a couple of news wires that talked about Iowa not switching as many acres from corn to beans as was earlier planned a couple months ago. So, you know, as we look at all those things, we're hanging in there pretty well.
Well, does 485 stand in until we get further along planting?
I think it does, Dave. I think that we need to see a little more corn go in the ground than what we've seen so far. 6% isn't quite enough progress at this point in time to make us feel real comfortable yet.
All right, let's look at wheat. What do you see there?
Well, you know, we are looking at a little better rains over part of the wheat belt, supposedly the end of the week and into next week and what we've seen. We know that the world wheat situation is not dire, but we had a lot of winter kill. You know, our crop rating stayed the same on Monday, but, you know, we're hoping for a little bit of increase in moisture through that area to help us out a little bit. But basically, the little better forecast took this team out of the wheat market.
Well, wheat has been one of the most volatile markets that we have in grains over the last month or so.
Wheat has been something that's been very hard to trade for years, let alone months, Dave.
Well, I guess we have to keep a close eye because that 666 level has been a support shelf, and people who would like to see corn prices higher probably don't want to see 666 to the downside.
No, not at all.
What else are you keeping an eye on, Wayne?
Well, of course, we are seeing the crude actually taking a little bit of a dip today. It's been, I think we're at 13-month highs on our gasoline on an average price like that, and that's been painful to everyone that way, and it is nice to see the crude slipping back a little bit that way. Also, a lot of talk about the liquefied natural gas maybe going out of Alaska, but a lot of that would be going to Europe and Asia, so that's just another thing to look at in our energies.
How sold up do you think that new crop hedgers are at this point?
I don't think they're nearly as far along as usual, Dave. I think that there's been a lot of hope as we made this last little run-up, and before that, it was just prices that people didn't feel comfortable wanting to lock in a very small profit or actually even a loss in some cases. But we probably should be a little further along than most of us are.
So now are we going to have to wait for a while to see, if there are significant planting delays, and I mean into late May, or B, some sort of weather scare around pollination for hedgers to in significant numbers make any kind of move going forward at this point?
I think both of those are things to watch for and to finish up on trying to do a little protection. But, you know, along the way, we're going to see at least a trading range type trade here. And if you're way behind as we punch towards that $5 in the D's corn in that range, why, we need to be making some sales if you're very low on your sales rate. But other than that, it's going to take one of those two things to move this market substantially.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Your current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 490 and three quarters, up 2 1/4. July, 496 and a half, up 2 1/2. December, 491 and a half, up 1 1/2. May soybeans, 14.85 and three quarters, down 13. July, 14.76, down 11 and a quarter. November, 12.13 and a quarter, down 10 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.